Today is Tuesday, March 12th. Here's a little taste of what's coming up on the mayor's office.
And this 10-year window, hey man, make as much as you can. I don't care what anybody says, and anyone in the world would do it. Any fan that's out there saying, oh, well, loyalty, listen, there's no loyalty in professional sports, guys. That's the bottom line. At the end of the day, you know, you could say, you know, take this hometown discount. No, get what you can get while this window is short. And do what you got to do for your family or do what you got to do for yourself because you've earned the right. All the hard work, all the things you put in, the talent that you have to be where you're at, you've earned the right to make as much as you can. And if some teams don't want to pay it, hey, see you later. And I'm in love with the good life.
Coming in hot, brother. How are we doing today? You still got that fresh cut going, looking good. You want to?
I got some makeup on, dude. I just did hot stove. So I never thought in my life I'd ever say I got makeup on.
What are we doing? That's so good. Hey, I got.
I need some more shiner. Give me more powder.
It's so funny how that works. I got something to make your day go even better today from one of our fans. You ready?
Yeah. What do you got?
Okay, so a few days ago, I don't remember what day it was, but we were talking about like signing for fans and getting autographs and all that kind of stuff. And you were like, yeah. I always felt it was important to me to do that. Okay, ready. This is from a buddy of ours, a fan of ours named Kyle Mullins. Okay. Must have heard that show the other day, and he just posted this morning. My meeting Casey story, 2001 spring training. Okay. Get yourself in that headset.
Yeah.
My dad takes me and my sister down to ST to watch the Reds. My favorite player, who will remain unnamed, just runs right past me in a pregame, doesn't look over, wave, nothing. As I sit down in disappointment, only known to a 10-year-old whose entire week was looking forward to getting an autograph from his favorite player, my dad nudges me. Here comes Sean Casey. He saw what happened and came to make it right. Signed balls for me and my sister and chatted with us for a minute or two. Made two lifelong fans that day, and my sister cried when you were traded. The reason I make sure to catch up and listen to the podcast and always use you as an immaculate grid answer when I can.
Wow.
How's that?
Wow. Dude, that makes my day. That's really cool. Thanks, Kyle. I appreciate that, man. You know what? I think as a player, I know for me, man, I know exactly what he's talking about. Dude, you come out of the game and you're running down and the fans are on the right there and you got a chance to sign a couple autographs. And like I said, man, I want to tell guys all the time that are players, hey, man, it ends. And one day people don't want your autographs. And one day people don't care if you're – you know what you're doing, but there's a certain window in your life where you really have a chance to make a big impact on kids, on fans or whatever, by stopping for a second and maybe signing an autograph. So, you know, that's a great story, man. I appreciate that chance. Cause that, yeah, it does make me feel good. Like I said, man, one of the biggest fears I know for me is looking back and be like, man, I hope there was no one that I, you know, walked by or did, you know, you can't do all of them, but you do as many as you can.
Yeah. Should we say out loud who we guessed would be the jerk player on your team?
No.
No, of course not. I appreciate the way he put that too. I get it.
I got a feeling I know.
I think I do too, but I'm not we'll talk about it after. Anyway, okay. Okay, that's great. I almost texted it to you, but I was like, no, let me just reveal this to him on a show because I felt like I would get your true emotions. That's good producing by him.
That's awesome. Yeah, good play. Nice job, bro.
Yeah, okay. So, Yankee Nation is just up in arms right now. Dude, the New York sports media right now is in fuego, but let's just stick with the Yankees. Dude, it's crazy. But stick with the Yankees. Of course, yesterday, Cole is getting an MRI. Thank you to Sarah, your wife, once again. This is why we just marry her. She broke the news to us while we were recording. We have had more time to think about it a little bit. And then after that, of course, now here we go. Aaron Judge is getting an MRI. Holy moly, Judge.
Right.
If there were two guys on one team who you would not want to hear the word MRI, in maybe any sport, Garrett Cole and Aaron Judge, arguably the best pitcher and the best hitter in baseball, MRIs in a day and a half. What do you got?
Yeah, you don't want to hear that, no doubt about it. I mean, listen. First off, let's stick with Garrett Cole. I just hope it's precautionary. Like I said, I know Cole knows his body so well. And I think also, too, if you're the Yankees and Garrett Cole comes to the training staff and goes, listen, my elbow's a little tight, you know, a little soreness that I usually don't have, you know, MRI. We're checking it out. So this isn't necessarily saying that he's out for the year. It's just saying it could be precautionary. You know what I mean?
A little scarier when it's a pitcher. It's always a little scary when it's a pitcher.
Way, way scary when it's a pitcher. So, okay, that's the first thing. You never want to hear pain in the elbow. So, obviously, hopefully he's okay. And then what do they do if he is hurt? That's a whole other conversation. Now, Aaron Judge, it just came out. Brian Hope reported on X that he had on his abdomen. And it turned out it was his upper abdomen. It wasn't like his oblique or anything like that. It was his upper abdomen. And I think the big thing was that, you know, precautionary too. I'm not worried about Judge. As a position player, a guy that was, you know, when you're a veteran guy, you know what it takes for you to get ready for day one. If Judge needed to play in a couple of days and it was opening day, he'd be playing. These guys are more ready to go than you think. You don't need as many as the bats as you think you do. You know, I almost like 30 at bats and we're ready to roll. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So spring training is 3 weeks too long anyhow. Uh-huh. And, you know, and Judge just being precautionary to make sure, okay, I need to ramp myself up or pull myself back here. I just want to see, make sure it's not a real injury. I might have some discomfort, make sure it's not something that's a tear. Exactly. And I think more precautionary than anything, but you're right, Chinch. Two dudes that you don't want to hear the word MRI next to are Aaron Judge and Garrett Cole.
And by the way, they're getting paid a combined what? 75
mil or something.
Dude, if I'm paying you 40, if I'm paying Sean Casey $40 million a year and you stub your toe getting out of bed this morning, not only you'd be getting an MRI, a CAT scan, a CT scan, a PET scan, any scan known to man, I would give you. So we hope that this is just exactly that. Like if you know, like I said, if Aaron Judge got a hangnail, I would send him to the greatest hand doctor in the history of the world, and just be like, oh, just fix his hangnail. Can you clip his toenails for him? Do whatever you got to do.
I got a question for you. What would you do if you're Hal Steinbrenner? Okay. Now, the Yankees were just valued at $7.2 billion. Billion dollars. Haven't been to the World Series in 15 years, dude. Kansas City Royals have been to two. In the last 15 years, the Kansas City Royals have been to two. New York Yankees have not been to one since they won it in 2009. Garrett Cole goes down. Are you going to – and you have Juan Soto for 1 year. I mean, I'm not saying you're not going to sign a long term, but you're guaranteed to have him for one more year. And you know other teams are going to go after him too. Are you going to lean on a staff that has Marcus Stroman, Carlos Rodon, and Nestor Cortez, who all three were injured last year? Are you going to lean on those guys and Clark Schmidt to go into that season with you got Juan Soto, you got Judge, you got Verdugo, you got all these great players, but you're going to lean on that staff? I just can't imagine. But the other question is, you're at the 110. You have to pay 110% on the tax now. You're at the threshold. So anything that you sign, if you sign Snell for $40 million, you're paying $80 million.
I have the answer. I have the answer.
What's the answer?
It's a controversial answer, but it's the answer.
What is it?
Trevor Bauer league minimum.
Wow, my God! Listen to me. Trevor Bauer. That's your answer?
Hear me out. First of all. Listen, honestly, we talked about him yesterday, and you, in this day and age, you're just afraid of every freaking word that comes out of your mouth, and we're talking about a guy who's a very polarizing figure, and I was like, I'll tell you what, man. The amount of people who are like, give him a second shot, bring him to the Cubs. Give him a second shot, bring him to the Dodgers back. Like, you know, like you said, I hope in the real, like, heart of all humans, everybody gets a second chance, and maybe some things are right and wrong, whatever. Here's the deal, dude. Here's the bottom line. He needs a comeback. The Yankees, I know they have the money and they can pay the taxes, but it's just not a good business model. You sign him to the league minimum this year. You still are saving your money. Like, if you sign Snell this year, you're going to have trouble next year when Soto's a free agent. Even with Montgomery, you're still going to have a little trouble there. Right. Hey, here we go, brother. Give it your shot. 5 days, once every 5 days, league minimum. Get yourself back ingratiated. You screw up one time, you're out. You're out. We'll get rid of you. But on paper, human element away from it, sign Trevor Bauer to a league minimum contract for 1 year. He gets what he wants. He can try to prove himself on the biggest stage in all of baseball. You have your security blanket for if Gerrit Cole is hurt. I'm not wrong on paper, Sean. I'm not wrong on paper, am I? On paper.
Can you imagine the PR? Can you imagine the PR nightmare, though?
My God, Pillow would be going with Cashman to like slide down that Empire State Building like he does every year. Like, I don't want to talk to anybody right now. I mean, it's a PR mania.
Dude, that makes sense. The only thing, another X factor there, though, is Cole and Bauer went to college together, UCLA, and I don't even think they talked then. That's true. So I don't think they're that good of buddies.
Your locker rooms are so big these days, man. Tell Bauer he only show up on a day you pitch and don't talk to anybody. He would, if that was in his contract right now, the guy is so desperate to get back, he'd go, okay, I'll see you every 5 days. Yeah, you're right. The Cole thing. Oh man, I was so close with it. But dude,
here's the deal too. Here is the deal. You're the Yankees.
You can't.
The luxury tax is there for other clubs. The Yankees go over. The Yankees always go over the tax. And that's the other thing too. Like, you know, you're starting to look at this luxury tax as almost a salary cap. Yeah. Now teams aren't going over. It's like, oh, there's no salary cap in baseball. Yeah, there is. It's a fake one, but it's acting like a salary cap. Yeah. If you have the Yankees don't want to go over the luxury tax, you know, they're worth $7.2 billion. You don't want to go get Snell. I don't know, man. If I'm the Yankees, I'm saying we got a great shot this year. We got to have the pitching. I'm probably gonna go after either Snell or Montgomery.
I think
if Cole is hurt, hopefully he's not.
Yeah, that's a whole. Yeah, that's not. This is
we're all worst case scenario.
Yeah,
hypothetical.
I'm telling you, if I'm Bauer right now, I'm calling Gerrit Cole and being like, you remember in what is it, Happy Gilmore, when he walks up to Chubbs and he goes, "I was wrong, you were right, you're good looking, I'm not." That's the whole thing. Call Bauer. Call. Go call.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, just give me one shot, man. I'll kiss you.
I was wrong. You were right.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Speaking of this, it's so freaking funny, man. Free agency in baseball. We have two game changers going right now. Game changers that are sitting there that you could have on your team in Cole and Montgomery. They don't even have a team yet. It's like weeks away from the season. Meanwhile, yesterday and the day before in the NFL, it was like a Thor hammer dropping. With free agency, cut a guy, sign a guy who plays the same position, trade him. I mean, there's nothing more dynamic than how the NFL does that stuff. But there are very clear reasons as to why it happens, right? Like, when you're in, my thought is, as a baseball player, you want your length and you want the comfort of knowing 4 or 5, the more years. It's always like years. The player wants more years. That's what we're seeing with Snell, right? And in football, it's like, I need guaranteed money as soon as humanly possible. Because in a year, I could be like Terrell Owens, almost winning a Super Bowl, and then being with a broken leg, basically. And then being like, we don't care. You're done. No more guaranteed money. Start all over somewhere else. It's interesting.
Dude, I think it's crazy to me that the one sport that doesn't have guaranteed contracts, the NFL. They, I mean, that whole,
yeah,
they got to figure that out, man. The union's got to, like, even if those players got to strike, I don't know. That's what I feel like.
Yeah.
These guys' careers are 2 or 3 years, and they don't have guaranteed money, you know, because of the injuries and stuff like that. But these guys are putting their, you know, bodies on the line, their you know, head brain injuries on the line. For me, that's the one sport that should have a guaranteed contract. So you can see how free agency is done differently in the NFL, because it's like, I need to get my guaranteed money now. I need a contract. I'll switch teams. I don't care what it takes.
Yeah.
You know, I'll do whatever it takes to get that guaranteed money.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why with Major League Baseball and the NBA and stuff, it's guaranteed money. Hockey, mm-hmm. it's guaranteed money. I think the NFL is the only sport it's not, which is crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. And so you can see why, you know, you got Snell and Montgomery, these guys waiting out with Scott Boras as their agent too, saying, no, we're waiting out. We want to get as long as the deals we can to make sure this money is guaranteed. We're not going to just take a 3-year deal or a 4-year deal. We want something that's guaranteed money.
Yeah. Also, to your point about the beating up of the body, like Blake Snell knows for a fact he's got at least 4 or 5 more years on his arm. Saquon Barkley, I said New York media is going nuts. Barkley leaves.
He's going to the Eagles.
Dude, right? Unbelievable. And then Tiki Barber popped off at him. He popped back off at Tiki Barber yesterday.
He did. What Tiki Barber say?
You're dead to us now. You're dead to us. And then,
all right, Tiki. Oh, did he really?
Don't get me started on Tiki. There's a lot of fans remember how Tiki Barber's career ended when he was trying to become, you know, the host of Good Morning America in his prime, rather than, you know, next year the Giants won the Super Bowl. Just saying. Anyway, I don't want the guy. I don't like what he said. But here's the thing, Saquon Barkley. Here's the example, and Barkley actually said this. He goes, "You guys can be mad at me." He's like, "I needed to get the money. I needed the guaranteed money." He actually wrote that in a tweet. Basically, here's my quick example of why I think you can't be mad that those guys in that sport. Let's just say I was a mechanic, right, Sean? For 5 years, I worked at this nice auto body shop, but across the street was our rival auto body shop. And you're just going, you know, trying to do well. And I'm a really great mechanic. And I was really great for you guys. And I was loyal. And now I'm one of the best mechanics in not only the town, but in you know, everywhere. And I go to my boss and I go, "Hey, listen, I love working here. You know how hard I've been working for you for 5 years. I would just like a raise. And I would just like to know that I'll be here for a while." And when your boss says, "I can't give you that," what do? You're making like 75 grand, right? The place across the street goes, "Hey, you know what? We'll give you 115 grand a year. And we'll guarantee that we'll give you a 3-year contract to work here for that much money." Well, you go home to your family and go, "You know, I'm real loyal to the auto body shop on this side of town." I think we as fans, you don't see this part because you were actually a player, but you might see the vitriol when fans talk about you. The human element is a big deal, especially in football, because those guys go through more hell physically. There's guys that don't walk by the time they're 60.
Dude, there's stuff going on behind the scenes too that nobody's seen, as far as like, hey, it's that conversation. "Hey, we really love what you're doing, but we could only pay you this." And then the Eagles are coming and go, "Hey, we really love what you're doing, and we could pay you this much more and guarantee you this." Dude, listen, at the end of the day, in 4 years from now, there's going to be a new, you know, flavor of the month here in New York. "Oh, it's so-and-so, the greatest running back from college football." Saquon Barkley is going to be living his life somewhere. No one's going to remember Saquon. Right. They're going to remember he had a good career, good running back, blah, blah, blah. Saquon Barkley needs to do what he has to do in this short window of his life. His life is going to be 90 years, you know? And this 10-year window, hey, man, make as much as you can. I don't care what anybody says, and anyone in the world would do it. Any fan that's out there saying, "Oh, well, loyalty," listen, there's no loyalty in professional sports, guys. That's the bottom line. At the end of the day, you know, you could say, you know, take this hometown discount. No, get what you can get while this window is short, and do what you got to do for your family, or do what you got to do for yourself, because you've earned the right. All the hard work, all the things you put in, the talent that you have to be where you're at, you've earned the right to make as much as you can. And if some teams don't want to pay it, hey, see you later. We'll talk to you later.
Great point, man. Great point. Great exclamation point to end the day on today. It's great. Great.
Yes. Talk.
lot going on.
Man, hey, how's Macy doing really quick? Macy had ACL surgery.
Yeah, poor Macy girl had an ACL surgery on Friday. Dude, she's such a trooper, man. Every day she's been waking up better. We have a crate in our living room. I think I sent you a picture. It's seriously, yeah. I'm just waiting for like Superfly Snuka to jump off the top of it. It looks like it looks
under
like
Don Morocco and Madison yeah. Square Garden.
It is in our entire living room. Jess has been sleeping in there for the entire time, and I'm like, Jess, she can sleep. And she's like, nope.
Jason's been sleeping in the crate.
She got like this single bed. Like she basically bought an actual human, like single bed, cushion thing. All her pillows are down there, and she sleeps. She slept there every night since. She's gonna sleep there for the next month. Two months minimum recovery.
Wait. Macy's gonna sleep there for the next month.
Yeah, and Jess. No, I'm saying Jess is too.
And Jess too. So you and Jess are sleeping together for the next month, basically.
No, I go upstairs. It's fun. I can watch like more sports stuff when I'm going to bed. Normally we put something on where we can both fall asleep too, but I've gotten more locked into what's going on around like the NFL and the NBA over the past couple
of weeks.
But I feel terrible. Anyway, but she's doing great. Thanks for asking. Say your prayers, everybody, for Macy. Awesome,
yeah, say thanks. Prayers for Macy.
Say your prayers for us, because it wasn't the cheapest surgery in the world.
Yeah. Say your prayers for the mayor's office. We need to start making some cash to pay for Macy's ACL surgery. Chinch is now going to be sleeping homeless soon.
Yeah, that's why we need you to like, subscribe, tell your friends, please, for everything.
Please, like, subscribe, download, and share the mayor's office with everybody you can.
Exactly. All right, buddy. You have a great day.
Chinch.
Back at it tomorrow.
Have a great day, dude. Back out tomorrow. Everybody out there, thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Mañana. By the way, I'm doing Duolingo, so mañana.
Nice.
We'll see you mañana. See you, buddy.